UNAMID is very pleased to announce to everyone that Mr. Hassan El-Mazouda and Mr. Qasim Al-Sirhan, two police personnel who were abducted in the town of Kabkabiya in northern Darfur, were freed after 136 days in captivity. Both Mr. Hassan El-Mazouda and Mr. Sirhan underwent medical checks, and they both appear to be unharmed and in good health. And they're extremely happy to go back to join their families and friends. This is a very important day and a happy day for UNAMID. Ms. Aisha Tumin Dawdu, the acting joint special representative, thanks the government of Sudan and the government of Jordan. And she also thanks the Wali of North Darfur for their assistance and support and the safe release of the peacekeepers.
This is a long time for peacekeepers to be kept in captivity.
That is correct. This is by far the largest hostage incident. It came to an end today after 136. This broke the record, unfortunately. Before, the longest was 107 days. This is 4.5 months of hostage taking. And in an earlier context, Ms. Min Dawdu, as well today, Mr. Yunus, they both called on the government to do their best to investigate and to arrest the criminals, because the hostage taking is a crime. And they also called on the government to bring the perpetrators to justice.
But you don't have the idea of who the perpetrators are?
No, this information is not available to us. This is exactly why UNAMID is calling on the government of Sudan to carry out the necessary investigation and to see who is behind not only this hostage incident, but also the others, so that this kind of crimes must come to an end.
Is it common for peacekeepers in Darfur to be kidnapped?
Well, unfortunately, this wasn't the first one. Ever since the mission was deployed in 2005, its staff has been subject to attacks, but also to hostage taking. This has caused a lot of concern for the mission, for also the Security Council, for the Secretary General. And repeated hostage taking incidents are extremely not only inconvenient for the staff who are taken hostage, but also for the mission. It does cause lots of inconvenience for the work being carried out, because, as you know, the mission has to mobilize lots of energy resources for each incident. And most importantly, as you know, this is an incident that is not separate from the rest of the attacks, and it just shows the whole environment UNAMID is working in, and it shows also the increase of the violence and attacks on UNAMID staff.
Talking about that, Ms. El-Basri, to an outside observer, if peacekeepers who are in Darfur to protect civilians can be kidnapped, then what protection can they provide to the civilians? Should this be a real concern?
The mission, UNAMID, is tasked primarily with contributing to the protection of civilians in Darfur. As you know, the primary responsibility of the protection of the people of Darfur lies with the government of Sudan. This is a sovereign government that has a primary responsibility to protect its citizens. UNAMID hasn't spared any effort. It has been maximizing all its resources in order to help and to contribute as much as it can to the protection of civilians through patrols, through presence in certain camps, community policing, through humanitarian convoys, through other tasks. And it has, in the past 5 years, as you know, contributed to stabilizing the situation. It has served to a large extent to also serve as a deterrent. Its presence is extremely appreciated, especially by the persons who are in their attacks, the most vulnerable IDPs in particular. And it will continue to do so because, as you know, Darfur is still suffering from violence, and UNAMID presence is much needed and appreciated.
Yes, and my final question, is there any light at the end of the tunnel in resolving the crisis in Darfur?
Well, as you know, UNAMID is also working very hard in order to bring the non-signatory parties to join the peace process. There are some talks going on with the some parts from the Jim Council, and we're hoping that more parties that didn't sign the Doha document will join. As you know, dialogue and peaceful settlements through political means are the only way out of this situation in Darfur. This has been reiterated by UNAMID leadership as well as by the Secretary General in every report.